Rob Nichols has just escorted us from the studio down in your capacity as Mr. Middlesbrough, Fly Me to the Moon editor, and we have two fantastic legends with us. Rob, would you like to introduce them formally?
All right. Well, we're standing here in the atrium, I think it is it? The James
Cup. The atrium.
And you're doing the Frank and Trevor.
This would be the Frank Spraggan, of course. I mean, the Frank Spraggan. Frank, you once signed an autograph for me back in 1972 and 74, and in the Cleveland Center, I season ticket. Obviously, I know you remember me, but good to connect with you.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you. But my dad here. No, Trevor was kind enough to be my chairman of my testimonial. When I had my testimony at Middlesbrough, and he was on the chairman that, and what he doesn't know and who he doesn't know is no one but
his. Great stuff. Was that testimony when you actually took on board the Scotland football team?
No, it was. We tried Celtic. They wanted 10 grand, and this is 1974, something like that. We tried Liverpool, but we'd just played them beforehand, and we ended up with a team called Dynamo Zagreb from Yugoslavia, and Big Jack thought it would be an attraction because there was hardly any foreign opposition in those days. And they came across, and it was a good night. It was a good night.
So once again, proving you're actually setting the pace, really, for you know, the future sort of adventures, really.
Yes, I, yeah. But the thing was, no one can talk because he's dead now.
But our lawyers are listening, Frank.
The chairman then, it was...
Is it Charles Aymer?
It was a deal done where we were supposed to go across there and play, okay? And the prophet would come to me. But we never got there. I don't know what happened.
we lost £7,000, didn't we? It cost us £7,000 to get Red Star Zagreb, and they took it all in cash. I remember the night we had to.
I didn't know that.
Gather all our programme sales, and it was £7,000 down off your tribunal winnings, as it were. Yeah.
This is a whole new routine. I mean, I feel as though, forget Sepp Blatter, this is something which the public need to know about. So, you know, we'll work on that. The voice we just heard there, of course, is of Trevor
Atkinson. I'm the president of the Rotary Club, and we're supporting this appeal in the hospital with all the Rotary Clubs in the catchment area of the hospital, which surprised me to find out when we did talk to the surgeons about it that the Workington to Scarborough is the catchment area for the cardiac department in this place. So we've got all the Rotary Clubs in that area supporting us. We've been to Pickering to the Yorkshire Cycle Race. We've been to Whitby to the Goths Festival. We've been to car boot sales, antique fairs, you name it. We've been there selling.
It's just a rock and roll tour, Frank, basically.
It's wonderful. Can I just say, while you mentioned Frank there, that you didn't say that you cherished his two autographs. I'm sorry that you didn't do that.
I do cherish them. I still have them.
As long as you mentioned it. That's good. That's important.
In fact, if memory serves, one of them was actually on the promotion brochure of 1974 when you were with the rest of the lads, probably in states of various undress in the front cover. I think so. I think we were in the changing room.
I have a copy of that as well. So. Yeah.
You wouldn't get away with it these days, Frank.
No.
Communal bath. No.
You can't do that. It spoiled his profession, didn't it?
I've shared a few baths with a few people, I tell you now. I used to sleep with John Hickton.
Another gentleman who wants to sign my autograph book. There you go. Let's bring in our rugby correspondent and ace writer, of course, Jenny Finch. Jenny, questions from yourself or thoughts?
Well, it's just wonderful to meet somebody who's, you know, so important to the town.
And so famous.
He's the man. Listen, no, seriously.
Frank and Trevor. Trevor and Frank.
The Rotary do wonderful, wonderful work. I have contact with the Rotary in Saltburn. I know the people there. And it's amazing what they do. They're terrific. And it's lovely to see you here working for a cause that's actually very dear to my heart and my family's hearts.
That would be Mike Sellers you're talking about, is it? Captain Michael. Yeah, we all know him. He's a fine old guy. That's right, yeah.
Excellent. Now, Rob, I'm thinking, as the season proceeds, obviously there's always a silver lining, we should invite these two gentlemen to join us on the Fly Me to the Moon podcast. What do you think?
Yes, definitely. Next season, when we're top of the league and not even thinking about having to go to a promotion playoff. Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
I think so. Frank, would you be up for that?
Very much so.
Join us in the studio as a genuine expert on the whole system.
I'm shy, though. I heard, this is for Rob, I heard a story yesterday. I won't tell you the source, but the manager said he was banking on next year to get promotion.
Okay, a year too early?
A year too early?
Yeah, well, that's it.
You take it if you come along.
As ever, Frank manages to actually put balance on his health. We thought we were going to be okay because there were a team that were being played in yellow shirts as opposed to blue shirts, but obviously yellow, they need to be playing in white shirts, obviously.
Yeah. We'll just stay away from Wembley for now.
Precisely. Frank, finally, how do people get in touch with yourself and indeed Trevor, the agency, if they can't get today? They're listening to this, one of our podcasts. What's the best way to stay in touch and support this wonderful course?
It's difficult at the moment to say because there are so many of us involved in running the selling of the raffle tickets. But there will be a phone number available on the web, erimusrotary.org. No, sorry, erimusrotary.co.uk, if anybody is interested in getting involved or involved in joining Rotary, the organisation, which has been said is a well worthwhile cause. So, yes, Erimus Rotary, is important because there are three Rotary clubs in Middlesbrough.
Well, I think commercial television has been looking for a long time now for successors to the Saint and Greavesy. I think with Trevor and Frank, I think we've got you in place, basically.
Listen, I'll tell you a story.
Another one.
I should write a book, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Trevor got me involved in Round Table first, okay, because Trevor being Round Table lad and all that. And I was in a year, okay, 1 year. Mm. And the meetings were local at the Ladle Hotel up at every first... No, Monday twice, or twice?
Tuesday, twice a month.
Anyway. And it was fine. And I used to go to the meetings and all this, and they do on it. But after the meeting, they would go for a drink, okay? Well, I didn't drink then. Well, I couldn't.
Absolutely.
I couldn't stand it. I couldn't, you know what I mean?
Such a sociable person, he couldn't leave.
And I'll have to, because I would have been a drunkard.
You would have gone the way of Paul Merson.
That's part of the round table, isn't it? Found the round table and Rodri, drink.
Well, there we are. Another sort of incisive view from the legend that is Frank Spraggan. I mean, Terry Cooper used to send his son, of course, no man manager in his own right, actually, to my old school. Right. And I would also say, Frank Spraggan was always a better fullback.